President Trump pulls the U.S. out of the Iran deal, and the win is lower oil prices. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 8th of May. Thanks for clicking through. Meanwhile, stocks gave up earlier gains following the announcement on Iran. We'll offer up details later in the broadcast. We've got a story on diversification, and substitute milk is becoming a very big thing. The poorest city in Iowa is? We'll tell you about that. Those stories and more, along with our two-part extended interview, our first with one of six Democratic candidates seeking to be on the November ballot for governor. Dr. Andy McGuire is in for the day to answer questions about politics and business. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. We are grateful that you decided to click through. You want to reach out to us? We do monitor Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, your trusted source for national and regional business news. That be us, and thanks again for clicking through. Well, the decision to pull the United States out of the 2015 Iran deal that President Trump said he's going to do today, among other things, means, well, today, lower oil prices. Right after the announcement, oil prices went down by over 1.5%. knocking the price to $69.06 a barrel. That was off by $1.67. That was well off a 4.3% decline earlier in the day, though. The settlement was delayed by nearly an hour due to extremely high trading volume. The contract rose as high as $70.84 yesterday and ended yesterday's session above $70 a barrel for the first time since November of 2014. Iran is OPEC's third largest oil producer and currently exports about 2.5 million barrels a day. Renewed sanctions could crimp those shipments at a time when global oil supply and demand have essentially balanced out. That increases the risk that the markets could swing into undersupply and send oil prices higher. However, and there's always a however, right? Analysts say that the lack of international support for renewed U.S. sanctions means the measures are likely only going to remove 300,000 to 500,000 barrels a day of Iranian crude. That compares with 1 to 1.5 million barrels a day under President Obama. Stay tuned. More to come. Well, there's another wrinkle in the president's pulling out of the Iran deal that could threaten Boeing's multi-billion-dollar deal to help restock the aging Iranian commercial air fleet. The world's largest aerospace company has agreements to supply Iranian airlines with planes worth roughly $20 billion. The number of aircraft in the agreements is tiny compared with Boeing's total overall book. However, Boeing ended the first quarter of this year with a production backlog of more than 5,800 airplanes, including more than 4,600 orders for 747s. And what did all this do to Boeing's stock? Shares of Boeing were down by 0.3% in the afternoon trading. Let's move on, shall we? Enough about that crazy economics. If you're looking for... Well, that's what we do, right? I know. I'm becoming a nerd at all this stuff. But, okay, let's switch. If you're looking for more than just the fastest way across town, pretty soon Google Maps is going to launch a new version that will give you more personalized recommendations than before. Google's been working to make maps more personalized, and since Maps is now more about just directions, the company is introducing new features to give you better recommendations for local places. For example, the first new feature to enable is the New tab. That's right, N-E-W, New tab. This new part of Google Maps will learn from your personal preferences and tell you about what's new in your neighborhood or neighborhoods you happen to be traveling through. Maybe there's a new cafe or a restaurant or a retail center. Go hunting. Or maybe Google Maps now has taken the fun out of hunting. Either way, it's new. If you ever needed a lesson in diversification when it comes to business, all you have to do is cast an eye towards Omaha and the chief oracle that resides there, Warren Buffett. His company, Berkshire Hathaway, makes and sells everything from bricks and batteries to cowboy boots, underwear, and even Ginsu knives. Did you know that? Berkshire subsidiaries sell and build homes, produce insulation, flooring and paint and furnishings. They even stock the pantries and closets. And once you live there, they're going to clothe you at the same time. In addition, Berkshire entities distribute food and other items to grocers, truck stops, convenience stores, produce ingredients for baby shampoo and other household goods, and insure millions of drivers and deliver the regional news. With more than 360,000 workers in operations as vast as manufacturing, retail, insurance, financial services, railroads, and energy, Berkshire subsidiaries produce the components, goods, and services that helps drive this economy here in the good old U.S. of A. And all of that gives Warren Buffett a unique view on the health of the American economy. And he says it's getting better and it's stronger than it's been and improving year after year after the financial panic of 2008. Buffett can change his mind as well. From time to time, he does that. For example, he changed his mind about airlines, taking on sizable chunks in four of the nation's largest carriers, but then exited stakes in former American industrial big-time folks like General Electric and IBM. And although he admits he regrets missing out on Amazon and Google parent Alphabet, his recent embrace of Apple shows Buffett is closely watching for the next big opportunity. You did hear that, didn't you? Millions of shares of stock, yes, in the first quarter of 2018 for Apple. Here's an interesting story for you about how plant-based milk is on the rise. Last year, plant-based milk made from almonds, soybeans, flax, and other things accounted for about $2.2 billion in sales. This year, plant-based milk sales are up $1 million over that and projected to climb by $2.4 billion in sales by 2020. Three words? Move over. Cows, I'm sorry. Sorry. You know, when it comes to being poor in Iowa, a recent survey by 24/7 Wall Street indicates that it is rural Iowa that's really hurting. Using data from the U.S. Census Bureau's American Community Survey, the financial website reviewed the median annual household income in every American town with a population between 1,000 and 25,000 to determine the poorest town in each state. Well, 24/7 Wall Street said that all social and economic figures are based on five-year estimates for the period 2012 through 2016. And in Iowa, our poorest community is Lamoni, a community of about 2,600 people near the southern border of the state. The median household income in Lamoni is $33,300 a year. That mark is the least of any town in the state, and the median household income in Iowa is nearly $20,000 higher, or over $20,000 higher, I'm sorry, at $54,500. Additionally, Lamoni is one of only two towns in Iowa in which more than one in every four residents is below the poverty line. About 26% of Lamoni residents live in poverty. I wonder what our next guest will say about that. When we come back, a conversation with Dr. Andy McGuire, one of six Democrats vying to run for governor this November. We're talking public policy and business and taxes and medical marijuana next, here on Insight on Business, the NewsHour.